This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Buying procedures. Visit hairman.com or call 1-800-785-HAIR. Balance 7 is offering a 32-ounce bottle for my listeners for only $18.50. This is a great chance for you to try Balance 7 for under $20. Stop procrastinating and take advantage of this offer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid that has built up over the years from eating acidic foods. When the acid is neutralized, the immune system is able to function again as if you were 20 years old. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. By the way, Balance 7 took a break from advertising last year, but they noticed I was still buying the product. They sent me an email and thanked me for my loyalty, but I wasn't really trying to be loyal. It works for me, and I've been taking it for over a year now. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients. It works perfectly in harmony with your body. If you're not satisfied, they offer a money-back guarantee. You should give Balance 7 a try. In just 3 days, you'll feel the benefits of Balance 7. Order at balance7.com and use code word HOWIESTART or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code HOWIESTART. Please don't be stubborn. Order now. One of the best things I've ever done for myself was to go to DiStefano Hair Restoration. I have a great barber in Florida, and when I told him I'd had hair transplants, he was amazed. He said it was the first time ever he hadn't been able to spot transplants. Other people, you'd recognize their names, have told me the same thing. It's amazing the job DiStefano can do. First for me, now for you. When you consider hair restoration, the two most important factors are quality and trust. That's what I had with DiStefano Hair Restoration. Dr. Chris Hines took great care of me, and I could not be more pleased with the results. If you go to DiStefano Hair Restoration, it will conduct an in-depth hair evaluation catered specifically to your needs. This analysis will cover your current hair loss as well as where you would like to be. DiStefano Hair Restoration has not increased prices in the last 3 years. On top of that, from now until July, you will receive 200 extra grafts at no additional charge on qualifying procedures. Visit hairman.com or call 1-800-785-HAIR.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
I'm speaking with Dr. Sean Rowland, the founder of Jace Medical. Dr. Rowland, tell me why anyone should give a second thought to having immediate access to antibiotics.
Howie, you have been helping us get the word out about our nation's dependence on antibiotics produced overseas. Something else that should also get people's attention is local and regional emergencies that can quickly cut you off from critical medicines and care.
You recommend that we store a supply of antibiotics for immediate access.
Meds locked up in a local pharmacy without power or staff can't save lives. That's why I created the Jace case, an emergency supply of FDA-approved antibiotics prescribed by board-certified physicians, dispensed by licensed pharmacies, and delivered directly to your home. This way, you have them before you need them.
Go to jasemedical.com. That's J-A-S-E medical.com. It takes less than 10 minutes. Enter the coupon code Howie for $10 off your Jace case and free shipping. That's J-A-S-E medical.com. J-A-S-E medical.com.
When it comes to retirement planning, we all have different needs. Some need help generating income, while others might need advice on paying for healthcare. But there's one issue we all need help with: taxes. Joining me now is local retirement income specialist Steve Anzoni. So, Steve, how can you help?
Well, first of all, if you don't have a plan for your taxes, I promise you that Uncle Sam does. Even though you may not be getting a regular paycheck in retirement, you're still going to owe taxes. Taxes could be one of your biggest retirement expenses. The good news is, when you meet with me, I can put together a customized plan so you can retire with more tax-free income.
Call local retirement income specialist Steve Anzoni at Fairway Financial today. His tax planning can help make your retirement more tax efficient, which means you may get to keep more of your own money. Call Steve today at 508-552-3230 or visit fairwayfinancial.net to get your copy of his latest report, Three Ways to Control Your Tax Future. That's 508-552-3230 or online at fairwayfinancial.net.
Hey, it's Brendan from Cape Gunworks. Are you looking for a new firearm or maybe some range time? Then come on down to Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. We have a brand new 20,000 square foot facility with a huge pro shop with hundreds of modern firearms and accessories. Plus, we buy and sell unique and collectible guns. If you're looking for range time, we've got 15 brand new state-of-the-art lanes open to the public. Don't have a firearm? Don't worry. We've got plenty of pistol and rifles for you to rent. Exercise your Second Amendment rights at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis and at CapeGunworks.com.
It's a common phrase, better safe than sorry. Of course, sometimes you need an actual safe to be safe. And you'll find the best at Dependable Lock Service in Nashua and Liberty Safe of New Hampshire in Northampton. Both locations carry Liberty Safes, and you'll be safe when you keep your guns and other valuables in the safe made with the best materials and craftsmanship here in the USA. Visit your Liberty Safe dealer located in Nashua or Northampton, New Hampshire, or online at LibertySafeNewHampshire.com to find the right safe for you.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
At Payne's Patio, they know great outdoor furniture isn't made just to fill your space. Great outdoor furniture is made for laughter, family and friends, for romance, and for quiet contemplation, as well as for rest and for play. That's why Payne's Patio carries the Mackinac line of Lloyd Flanders. Like the island that inspired its name, Mackinac features all-weather wicker in an open, airy feel. Mackinac provides for enjoyment of life's simple pleasures and meets your seating and relaxation needs with luxury, class, and deep-seated cushioned comfort. Payne's Patio is proud to have this beautiful collection, including sofas, love seats, and lounge chairs in stock now. And the Payne's team is ready to help turn your outdoor space into your outdoor oasis. Payne's Patio, 3 miles south of the Bourne Bridge on Route 28 in Pocasset, and at PaynesPatio.com. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Payne's Patio, a family tradition of fine furniture since 1835. Payne's Patio.
This is Howie Carr for the Wise Food Company. What do food shortages, brownouts, and rising gas prices all have in common? Other than the outrageous policies of this administration, it's a warning to be prepared. I say it's time to wise up with ReadyWise. Biden, the resident wise guy, can blame Putin all he wants, but the global unrest is battering the food supply chain and energy. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. You need to take care of your family with ReadyWise.com. You could rely on their innovative approach with dependable, simple and affordable ready-made freeze-dried food that lasts for 25 years, as well as portable generators and much more for emergency preparedness, even for your pets. And for my listeners, you can speak to a real person by calling 855-95-READY and use code HOWIE10 for an additional $10 off your next purchase. Unlike this disastrous administration, you can be prepared. Wise up. Go to ReadyWise.com.
Get ready, pal.
That's ReadyWise.com. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect when it comes to dentistry. He's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a new year and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This year.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're not going to be in a recession.
I do not think the U.S. is currently in a recession.
This is not an economy that's in recession.
Well.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, not only was I wrong, down 0.9%.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
We're seeing what we're seeing is that we are in a transition.
We need to be talking about a reset.
Two back-to-back negative quarters. It's not good. Call it whatever you want.
The bottom line here is the economy is troubled.
Mayday, you gotta blow Mayday! 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 Help!
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's going to be a big argument about what's the definition of recession, but it's going to be it back in the spirit of the if you're explaining, you're losing.
There was an earthquake, a terrible flood, locust. It wasn't my fault, I swear to God.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
the fastest growing economy in the world. That's the way the Biden administration is spinning everything. And, you know, I think the best headline of all the spinning that's going on, trying to redefine the word recession into transition and technical, backward-looking, whatever, however you want to describe it. The headline that summed it up best is in the Federalist, call it whatever you want, comma, the economy sucks. That's my feeling. And we're going to just open it up and take a lot of calls this hour about that and let people sound off on how they think the economy is. 844-500-4242. I think you're talking about, well, it'll look better. It'll look better in November. You know what? It's, again, it doesn't really matter if you're paying as much as we all are at the gas pump. And again, the days, you can see the sun is a little different in the sky is, you know, as the earth tilts one way or the other. And the days are getting a little shorter already. We know what's coming. And, you know, it's one thing when you can't fill up your car to go to the beach or to go visit your grandkids, but it's another thing when you don't have enough fuel oil in your tank to turn up the thermostat so you can get through the night, or when you have to use an electric heater because that there's laws against the power companies turning off your electricity for non-payment during the winter, or you, God forbid, have to go out into the car and turn it on and worry about carbon monoxide in the driveway or in the garage. It's going to get worse in the winter unless something happens. And these people are not capable of doing anything right. We know that. 844-500-4242. Well, we're gonna take a lot of calls on this, like I said, this hour. But I want to play some of these cuts from Biden today, and we're gonna start out with a few cuts from. He had two appearances. One were prepared remarks. So, in other words, he's reading from a teleprompter on the GDP report, and also on the deal with Joe Manchin. They call it the Inflation Reduction Report. So, you know, the rule of thumb is whatever they say it is, it's exactly the opposite. So the Inflation Reduction Act is actually the Inflation Increase Act, because that's what it'll do. It's going to increase inflation. If they say it's going to reduce it, you know it's going to increase it. That's the way it is. And then the second time he met with some various CEOs on the fake White House set. And that was fairly incoherent too. But we'll start off with a few remarks from the on the Inflation Reduction Act, so-called, and the GDP report, which, if it were Republican, would indicate a recession. But now it's complicated, as they always say, when there's bad news for the Democrats. So the Inflation Reduction Act, so-called, calls for increased taxes, but don't worry about it. It's only on corporations, so it won't affect you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Cut four.
By making the largest corporations in America pay their fair share without any new taxes on people making under $400,000 a year.
It will make corporations pay their fair share. Then, again, he's reading from the teleprompter, but sometimes he still stumbles, and not just mispronounces a word like corporations as corporate nation. Sometimes he just can't read something, and he just has to pause. Cut five.
This bill will, in fact, reduce inflationary pressure on the economy.
And then there are the Freudian slips. Cut six.
It's a bill that will cut your cost of living and reduce inflation and it lowers the deficit.
No, you got it right the first time. It's going to cost your cost of living. It's not going to cut your cost of living. It's going to cost your cost of living. There's also another part of the quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act that applies to health care. And so, again, He says it's going to reduce, so which means it's going to increase your health care costs. But, of course, he can't pronounce reduce. Cut 18.
This is the strongest bill you can pass to lower inflation, cut the deficit, reduce health care costs, tackle the climate crisis, and promote energy security.
Reduce health care costs. The climate crisis. The climate crisis. It's hot. It's summer, and it's hot in various places. Not as hot as it was a couple of days ago.
Struggling.
In some parts of the country, it hasn't rained much. In other parts of the country, there's been more than a usual amount of rain, like, say, in Missouri. It used to be people would shrug and say, that's the weather. Now, it's hard. You know, the climate crisis is going to get worse. You know, it's going to get really cold. It's not only is it going to get cold, I'll tell you something even scarier. By the time it's December, the days, the sun is not going to be out for nearly as many hours every day as it's out now. Every model shows that this is what's going to happen. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I heard about Ken's and his plight of being a restaurateur.
Yes.
And I grew up in that business, and we know what the current market is now. Every time you go out to eat, it's a little more expensive, and you're going, wow, I'm paying $12-14 for a cocktail, $8 for a beer, and, you know, $25 for fish and chips. But a friend of mine came in the other day, and he works out of New Bedford, and he's in the fishing industry.
Yeah.
In particular, he sells space for freezing scallops, cod, haddock.
Right.
He is completely jammed. He has no room at all in his two mega facilities, and he has no place to direct all the fish that's coming into New Bedford.
Because no one's buying?
He says, we got to catch it, and we got to freeze it, but nobody's buying it.
Well, I'm telling you, the price, even at this, you know, the place where the fish is fairly affordable, market basket has gone way up. And, you know, I've talked to Dave Wilcox, the owner of Ken's Place, and it's still the best seafood shack in New England, in my opinion, or at least in Maine, southern Maine. And, you know, it's in Saco, Maine, Ken's Place. And he told me a month ago when I was up there that forget the cost of fish. The cost of, like, clams is up less than anything else that he has to buy because the clams are dug up nearby. But the stuff like, he said he was spending, this was a month ago, he said he's spending just on things like the trays that they put everything on, the frozen French fries, the cups that they put the drinks in, and the ice cream. It's costing him an extra $200 a day, every day. And this was a month ago. I bet it's $250 or $300 a day. I mean, it's, and again, I'm not saying, Ken's is still the best place, and it's still the best value around in southern Maine, for sure. But it's just, it's crushing. And that's the Tom's right about this, that's what we're seeing now. And, you know, that it's not being reported all that much yet. But one of the callers in the last hour said he's a salesman, a furniture salesman. They can't unload the product. You know, a year ago, the supply chain, because of everybody not working, because of all the extra welfare under COVID, they couldn't get product. Now people are broke, or if they're not broke, they're so concerned about the downward trend just of everything. I mean, you listen to Biden speak, it doesn't exactly give you a warm and fuzzy feeling. It doesn't increase your bullish instincts when it comes to any part of the economy. It's really bad. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Tom. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. The mailroom manager wanted to send him the traditional flowers or candy. But this guy asked me if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier like he'd been hearing me talk about on the radio. Have you thought about buying someone the Thunderstorm air purifier as a gift? I could tell you it's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are: number 1, odors, pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift like I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Number 4, Bobby Orr.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is the United States in a recession? No, I believe Biden, or yes, I believe my lion eyes.
I believe my lion eyes.
99% believe their lion eyes.
All right. 844. That's a good line in the intro saying, if you're explaining, you're losing. You know, that's the way it is. 207, that's Maine. Doug clams are now more per pound to the digger than lobster off the boat in Maine. Good news for the clam diggers, not so good for the lobster fleet. Yeah, that's what Dave told me. I mean, the only additional cost they have in digging the clams is the cost of the gasoline, which of course has more than doubled under Brandon. But I mean, think of how much money it costs to fill up a lobster boat and go out there and throw out the traps and hope for the best. And you know, if you get a storm, you can't go out for a few days. And you know, who can afford to buy lobster meat anymore? 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you going? Listen, I went to get my dog, Dutch.
Yeah.
Humane Society to get regular checkup. And the lady worked there. She said, listen, you want to adopt an animal dog or an animal cat? And because so many cats and so many dogs, and the lady told me that people cannot afford the canned food. So expensive. And now canned food is 90 cents on a dollar. Before, with Trump, he was 55 cents or 50 cents a can for the 9 lives. And that is ridiculous.
So they're turning all their pets that they got during the COVID panic. They're turning them back to the pounds because they can't afford to feed them anymore. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Garcia?
That is correct. Yes. Yes. Well,
so if you can, you know, I know the cost of liver for Dutch, the pit bull, is going up. But I mean, if you brought home a few cats, what do you think Dutch would do to those cats, the pit bull?
No, we had one cat. No, we had two female cats. He loved my dog, and my dog loved the two female cats. And me and my wife, we had two female cats almost, you know, for many, many years.
Mr. Garcia, what kind of pit bull loves cats? Are you sure he's a pit bull?
Yeah, he's a pit bull. Yeah, yeah. But it's a humble pit bull. It's a beautiful pit bull.
Is he a talented pit bull?
A beautiful dog.
Oh, yeah.
A talented
dog.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Give my best to Dutch. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie. Down here in South Carolina, was a Vermonter.
came down here to get away from high taxes and progressives. Gasoline right now is $3.65 a gallon.
Oh, that's good. That's a lot better than it is in Vermont.
Yep. Get this. My electric bill. Now, I'm running my air conditioning at about 75, okay?
Yeah.
And my electric bill, on average, is about $100 a month.
Yeah.
Not too bad, you know, better than that $3,000 or $4,000 to fill up your oil tank. And the million-dollar-plus houses that are being built on Lake Kiwi are unbelievable. Full hillsides are just being developed. The amount of houses being built down here are just astronomical. I work for a boat dealer, one of my jobs. The amount of quarter-million-dollar boats that are being bought is just crazy.
But I'm guessing there are not too many natives of the Palmetto State are buying these. These are all refugees fleeing the Northeast, correct?
There's that town called Greenville.
Yeah.
They have a BMW plant there. They have the F-16 plant there. The economy down here is booming. Now, I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop. You know, that's the problem when you're in a booming economy. You're always worried about the next shoe to drop. And, you know, my 401k is, you know, hemorrhaging greatly.
Right.
And I'm semi-retired, so my income is staying the same. Everything's going up. So people that came down here to retire, at least it's not the Northeast.
That's the positive way to look at it, Ed. Have you gotten a notice from your electric company telling you they're increasing the cost? Like, because most people are getting these notices from their electric companies.
So I live on Lake Kiwi, and we're the cooling tower for the third largest nuclear power plant in the country.
Wow,
You remember Deliverance, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember where they were digging up the graveyards?
Around in your area? Yeah.
That's up at Lake Jocassee. That's just like 10 miles from us.
Thanks for the call, Ed. I think you made the right decision to get out of Vermont. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. Thank you. I'm just looking at the unemployment report for the week of July 16. So Charlie Parker's paradise is fighting above its weight class again. Massachusetts had 23,000 claims filed on the week of July 16, up from 9,000 the week before. We're second only to California.
In unemployment rate?
In unemployment claims.
Wow, in percentage of unemployment claims. So it went from 9,000 to 23,000 in 1 week? Yeah,
yep.
You're right. We're getting back to where we were in 2020 when we had the highest unemployment rate in the country and the third highest death rate. That was quite the daily double for Massachusetts. Now Charlie Parker is retiring. Claims he's going to be sending us back billions of dollars, and not back, but he's sending us billions in tax rebates because of a law that he had nothing to do with being passed. But now he's going to take credit, much like his hero, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I got my Let's Go Brandon t-shirt on now. Because, you know, we're officially in a recession. He did it. It only took him, you know, 18 months to get us into a recession. Even though he says it's not a recession. Joining us now on the line is former congressman from the 2nd Congressional District in Maine, Bruce Poliquin. He lost because of the absurd ranked choice voting, even though he got more votes than his opponent, who was declared the victor by the Democrats. And now he's running to get back into Congress, and we wanted to check in with him. Bruce Poliquin, you made a lot of dough in the free market economy that we used to have in this country. How bad is it right now? They're saying it's not a recession. Do you agree?
No, it's a recession, Howie. We're in big trouble, and it's bad. You know, Joe Biden inherited a really strong economy coming out of COVID, And in less than 2 years, he's given us a recession. This is really a problem, Howie. You can't spend trillions and trillions of dollars that's either borrowed or printed and expect there to be no inflation. So they created this inflation monster that you and I lived through during the 70s.
Yes.
It's horrific. And the Fed is responding by raising interest rates to fight inflation, and that in the inflation itself has put us in a recession. They have created this, and you know the thing that drives me crazy is that Joe Manchin claims to be a moderate. He is the guy that is helping all of this stuff to happen. Jared Golden up here claims to be a moderate. He votes 80% of the time with Biden, Pelosi, and AOC, and he claims to be a moderate, and you can thank him for all this.
They call it the Inflation Reduction Act when it's going to increase inflation, this new thing that Manchin has signed off on.
Of course, when you increase spending by hundreds of billions of dollars, and on top of that, how crazy is this? Now they put us in a recession, they want to jack up taxes by about $700 billion. Go figure that now.
Well,
they want to spend more.
You know, Bruce, he says that no one under $400,000 making under $400,000 is going to pay anything. I mean, it's the most absurd thing I've ever heard since the last thing he said. I mean, who does he think is going to pay the taxes when the corporations have to raise their prices to get the money to pay the taxes?
Correct. Exactly. It's all inflationary, Howie. These folks just don't understand how this works. And look, I'm not perfect, but I've been in the business community for 40 years. I dealt with the economy every single day. I was in the pension management business. I dealt with the stock and the bond markets. I dealt with interest rates, taxes, spending, inflation. I dealt with the whole thing. I know how to fix this stuff. I know how to help fix this stuff. But I'll tell you, these folks that we have in Congress and in Joe Biden, they don't have a clue. They are pushing this country in a really bad spot, and it's very dangerous. We've got heating oil up here that's absolutely crushing our seniors. It used to cost $500 to fill up an oil tank. Now it's about $1,300 because not only is it inflation that's helping to cause this, but they're shutting down our ability to produce oil and natural gas and heating oil. And of course, it's driving up prices. These folks have put us in a very bad spot. This is very serious.
We talked last week. We had former Governor LePage on, who's running again statewide in Maine. And, you know, he pointed out that Maine has the highest per capita age among its population than any state in the union. So, I mean, Maine is going to get hit even harder because you have a higher percentage of people on fixed incomes.
Not only that, but 75% of our homes rely on heating oil. And on top of that, Howie, about a third of our seniors only have Social Security checks. That's it. They have no savings. So we have a low-wage state, lots of seniors, highly dependent on heating oil, and Jared Golden and Joe Biden and all these other folks down there that are running the show are restricting the supply of gasoline, diesel, heating oil, kerosene, and they're driving the prices through the roof. I don't know how in the heck they're going to pay for their groceries and stay warm this winter. This is really scary stuff.
Well, you know, Over the Hill Mills, the governor, Janet Mills, is sending out these I don't know, rebate checks or whatever you want to call them, $850. That's not even going to fill up one tank of heating oil for the winter, and she thinks people are going to, you know, grovel and reelect her because she's so generous to them. It's like Biden talking about these checks that he keeps sending out, or he's going to, you know, again not make the deadbeats pay student loans. I mean, these policies are just screwing things up even worse.
I'll tell you, the people in rural Maine, Howie, in our second congressional district, have more common sense than any of the folks in the country, and they get this. They understand you cannot spend trillions of dollars of borrowed or printed money without having inflation. They understand that raising taxes, as we're now in a recession, makes things worse because it makes it harder for them to send their kids to school and put groceries on the table. And they understand that if you start restricting the supply of heating oil, gasoline, and diesel, of course it's going to drive up the price. We need to make a change, Howie, in Washington. These folks who have created this monster have got to be replaced. If we do not replace them, then all of these problems that are hurting our families are going to get worse. You and I have been talking about this for over a year. We told the people that would listen to us, this is not going well, and it's going to get worse. And there we are. Now we're in a recession. They have no plan on how to fix this. Zero.
Let me play a couple of Biden cuts for you. This is from his second meeting this afternoon. And just let me get your response. Cut 45.
You know, the first year we were able to, with the rescue plan, we were able to send them a check for $8,000. I mean, a check. One and beyond that, by the way, there was more than that. But with if you're making $120,000 and you get a check for $8,000, that's a lot of money.
The people of Maine understand that you can't let politicians buy your votes by sending you money. Here's what I know, Howie. I don't care what Joe Biden says. I'm just telling you straight up, is that a couple of years ago, inflation was about 1.5%. Now it's at 9.1%.
Officially. Officially. That's yeah, it's a lot higher, really. I think we all agree on that. Yeah.
Yes. And every month, our families up here in the state of Maine are getting poorer. It is horrible. Inflation is the most insidious tax on the low-wage worker, on the poor folks, and folks on fixed incomes because they can't afford it.
Let me play another cut for you. Bruce Poliquin, candidate for the 2nd Congressional District of Maine. Cut 46.
The difference between having a job, having a 5% raise or whatever, 3, 5, 7, whatever it happens to be, in the face of inflation, price of the pump, although that's down every day so far, but, you know, it's like, whoa, I feel worse off. But then again, I didn't get a check for $8,000 from the government, they just, among other things. Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me?
Just you, Joe. What do you, does it make any sense to you, Bruce?
I think it's just him. I'll tell you, here's what I know. Here's what I know, Howie. When I was serving in Congress and representing the wonderful people that I grew up with in rural Maine, when I was serving in Congress, we had the strongest economy in 50 years. We had the lowest unemployment rate ever recorded in the state of Maine, and we did it almost with no inflation. Now we have the highest inflation in 41 years. We have the highest gasoline and heating oil prices almost ever. We have taxes that are going through the roof. We have spending that continues to go through the roof. We have an open border that we got to take care of millions of people who came in illegally. It is a mess, and we better fix it quickly.
I don't know if you saw this today, Bruce, but the mayor of Washington, D.C., who said that, you know, basically made Washington, D.C. a sanctuary city, ran TV spots when she was running for election saying that the city of Washington welcomed anybody who wanted to come in to the country from anywhere in the U.S. She is now demanding that the National Guard be called out to control the influx of migrants, i.e. illegal aliens, into the nation's capital. She wants the National Guard called out to deal with the problem that she demanded be sent to her city, and now she's angry at the governors of Texas and Arizona for doing what she asked them to do.
It's unbelievable. I flew down to El Paso, Howie, in January to see with my own eyes how bad this border situation is. It is a crisis. I met with Border Patrol agents and sheriffs down there and local PDs. I saw the wall, toward the wall. And I'll tell you, 70% of those agents down on the border are not guarding the border. They're pushing paper because Biden and the Democrats have invited everybody to come in illegally. And they got to process these people, and then most of them are let go into the interior. And guess what? We got to take care of them. It is just horrible. No one in their right mind would do this, Howie. 90% of the fentanyl that's poisoning our kids up here, 90% of this comes over the Mexican border, which is wide open. Where in the heck is Jared Golden, who claims to be a moderate? Are you kidding me? He's nowhere.
we got to fix this, Howard. We didn't have these problems a couple years ago. I'm ready to go. I've dealt with these issues before. We didn't have these problems when I was down there. I'm ready to go. But we all got to go out and vote big time.
Okay, where could people get in touch with your campaign? Bruce Poliquin, candidate for the 2nd Congressional District of Maine.
Poliquinforcongress.com. P-O-L-I-Q-U-I-N. Poliquinforcongress.com. Help out, volunteer, donate, get involved, go vote. If we don't vote, then all of this stuff gets worse because these folks are just put us in a horrible spot.
And you got ranked choice voting under control this time, Bruce?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Just go. You don't have to rank the candidates. Go fill in the circle for Bruce Poliquin. Or if you want to, you know, put it in for first, second, or third choice for Poliquin, fine. No problem. You do not have to rank the candidates. Go vote. Don't be intimidated. Go vote.
All right. Thanks. That's Bruce Poliquin, candidate in the 2nd Congressional District of Maine. To all my listeners with a 401k or IRA, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. Just consider the current situation with foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The Democrats' only plan is to print more money, just like they're talking about now. How's that one been working out for you? It's Jimmy Carter all over again, only on steroids. Whenever the world looks this bleak, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time for you to diversify, and that means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483, and the IRA experts at Gold Co. will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Gold Co. is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at Gold Co. have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
508 points out that, you know, the illegals thought that they were invited to come here only to find out that the mayor of D.C. said they were tricked into coming here. She meant they were tricked into coming to D.C., I think. You know, you were supposed to stay in Texas or go to a red state and ruin the red state. You weren't supposed to come up here and, you know, mug them and get on, you know, sell fentanyl to their kids and do drive-bys up in, you know, posh Georgetown. No, that's not what they had in mind. No, not at all. By the way, what the hell was that $8,000 that Brandon was talking about just now?
The difference between having a job, having a 5% raise or whatever, 3, 5, 7, whatever it happens to be, in the face of inflation, price of the pump, although that's down every day so far. But,
so far,
you know,
since
it's
when?
Like, whoa, I feel worse off. But then again, I didn't get a check for $8,000 from the government. They just, among other things. Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me?
No, it doesn't make any sense because I didn't get a check for $8,000. Did you get a check for $8,000, Taylor?
I think I'd remember getting a check for $8,000.
I think I would remember not getting a check for $8,000.
You remember not getting a check for $8,000?
I don't. And I don't remember you and Grace and Jared talking about your checks for $8,000.
You know, the first year we were able to, with the rescue plan, we were able to send them a check for $8,000. I mean, a check. One, and beyond that, by the way, there was more than that.
Maybe he said a chick. A chick for $8,000. I don't remember getting one of those either.
$8,000? Can we have, again, I keep saying this, can we have a fact checker over here in aisle three today? It's in aisle three. We need a fact checker. I don't think that, I thought the biggest check was $1,400. $8,000. Who knows? Cecilia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cecilia.
Hello, Howie. Here I am back at Rockies in Agawam.
Oh, this is Cece. She's the city councilor from Agawam, and she's collecting signatures on the petition to put it on the ballot whether illegal aliens should get driver's licenses in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So how's it going today, Cecilia?
It's a little slow today. I think people were a little worried about the weather, but it's sunny and breezy, and it's warm. And the reason I'm calling, of course, is because you really drive the traffic into my location. I need to clear out of here at 5:45 because I have a meeting at 6 o'clock at the senior center that I have to be at. So I have a short time today. But for all you listeners in Western Massachusetts driving home, come on by Rockies at number 10 Springfield Street in Agawam. I'm set up in my usual spot, and I'll get you signed up onto the petition.
That's great, Cecilia. Thanks for your help. And if you want to know where to go to sign the petitions, go to the website fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com. We got to get these signatures. We've only got until August 24th to get them in, and we're doing well so far, but we can't let up for an instant. Because all of these signatures are going to be challenged by the Dems, and you know, they got their thug patrols out in some areas. So go to fairandsecurema.com and check it out. I think they're doing very well, though. You know, even in the Moonbat communities, there's a body shop in Arlington at Boyle's Body Works, and Justin, we've had him on the air. He said he knows he's doing well. He's got 4 signature sheets full of people from Cambridge, which is, of course, next door to Arlington. If they get 4 signature sheets in one place from Cambridge, the People's Republic, we're doing okay. But you got to get out there and sign. Please get out there and sign. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Howie, I think the buffoon added a goose egg to that $800 check that was once sent out.
But he said it twice, John, or maybe at least twice. We got him saying it twice. We probably missed a couple of times, you know?
The guy is too much. He's got to go.
Yeah, he does. I would be amazed if he were president a year from now. It's just not possible. I mean, not that she's going to be any better. She'll probably be worse. But you can't keep putting this guy out in a dangerous world, and when he's the president, anything is dangerous. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The legislature is supposed to wrap up its session at midnight on Sunday night, I guess, the end of the month. And so they're working on the budget, and I guess they finalized the budget, and Charlie Baker signed it today. But strangely enough, they haven't gotten around to writing in the tax cuts into the final budget that they've been promising, which don't include any suspensions of the gas tax, by the way. So today, however, it's very, very weird, and I wouldn't get your hopes up, but Charlie Baker announced that the state has taken in so much revenue that taxpayers may see a rebate sent back to them.
And did this just happen?
Yes, it did. We think the number is probably north of $2.5 billion. There would be tax rebates to the people of Massachusetts. I'll believe it when I see it. Joining us now is Paul Craney from Mass Fiscal. What do you think, Paul? Are we going to? How are they going to get this money back to us? Assuming they want to get it back to us.
Well, yes, this is developing, and thank you for having me on, Howie. And a lot of what's happening is due to the really hard work of the late Barbara Anderson from Citizens for Limited Taxation.
Yes.
In 1986. She's the one, and I'm sure you were involved in some kind of capacity, and some other folks that are still kicking around that got this over the finish line. And it's only been enacted one other time, I think, in 1987. So it's pretty much all the buzz at the State House right now. And it was designed for moments like this, when the state is just being so greedy and incomes from ordinary people are not keeping up with inflation. So we're hoping that we can get this out of the hands of the legislature. And as you mentioned, Charlie Baker did say $2.5 billion north of that should be going back to the taxpayers.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'm skeptical, but I want to make sure this thing happens. I mean, we got to put the pressure on these people to make sure that we get our money back. It's our money.
I'm figuring there's 7 million people in the Commonwealth. Let's just say round the figures is 5 million people file tax returns. So that's probably high. But $2.5 billion into 5 million would be $500 per taxpayer. $500. But
yeah,
wouldn't that
be amazing, huh?
But it would be amazing, but I could already hear them saying, "We can't afford it. We need all this money for all the illegal aliens coming into the state. We need it for free. We need it for free fares on the T. We need it for weed equity in the inner cities." So, you know, they're going to have a million excuses for not giving us the money back.
They'll find every way to hold on to it. That's absolutely true. But, you know, we're going to try to put the pressure on them. And from now to the end of session, which is only 3 days, 6 hours, 25 minutes from now, we also want to make sure that the legislature passes their very kind of mediocre, milquetoast tax relief package. Because outside of doing nothing, doing something very small is better than nothing. So that's another tax package of $250 for some taxpayers across the state. This is not going to really help us with inflation. But as a taxpayer who's always paying so much taxes, I appreciate a little bit of money coming back my way.
So has the leadership issued any statement about this windfall for the taxpayers? Have they said yet we can't afford it? I mean, that's only a matter of hours, I'm sure, if they haven't said it. But have they issued any statements yet?
I've seen nothing, and I think there's a very mad scramble going on behind the scenes, and I suspect that's why the Speaker and the Senate President have not released their tax relief package, because they're probably thinking, whoa, this is way too much money. Remember, the Speaker and the Senate President, even though they're sitting on billions and billions of excessive tax collections taken from us, they only proposed a tax relief package of $500 million. $500 million compared to, I think it's like $8 billion. So that's what they're willing to part with. And we just got news late last night, this morning, that, you know, this CLT law from 1986 is north of $2.5 billion. So I think the legislature, the Speaker and the Senate President, are just absolutely scrambling as we speak, have no idea what to do. And over the next few days, we're going to be very busy making sure that, one, Republicans stay strong, demand all this money comes back to us, and two, that the legislative leadership don't do anything to stop it from happening.
So I guess Baker is saying that he thinks it would be a rebate. But according to Secretary of Administration and Finance Michael Heffernan, he works for Baker, the law is unclear about how the money would be returned when the state has overtaxed. So what exactly, what would a rebate be? Would that be a check in the mail or a tax credit? How would that work?
I read somewhere today that it's supposed to be a tax credit. So, you know, we'll be getting this money back next year. I believe there's something in the provision where the state auditor has to put out some numbers in September.
Yes.
So we're going to have to watch that closely. But
Suzanne Bump, I don't have a lot of confidence in her commitment to doing the right thing for taxpayers or anybody else.
No, absolutely not. Most people in the State House, they'll let you down with that. But we do have 3 days, 6 hours, 25 minutes to go before session ends. So I want to make sure, when we get this minor milquetoast tax relief package over the finish line, because again, doing nothing is the worst. Getting something back, even if it's small, is better than nothing. So get that through, and then I want to make sure that Mass Fiscal and our colleagues in the legislature and our allies, we put pressure to make sure we get this $2.5 billion back that luckily CLT had the wisdom to pass in 1986.
I really hope. I'd like to see some of that money because, they've been rolling around in this funny money from the feds, and they've just been squandering it on just nothing. And
they need to
help people out. But again, I'll be very interested in seeing what excuses they're going to use. As we know, when they had the proposal to suspend the 23 cent a gallon gas tax for a few months, first they said that it would ruin the state's bond ratings, and that turned out to be untrue. So they just pivoted on a dime, and they said, well, you wouldn't get the money anyway if we cut the taxes. Mom and pop gas stations would just keep the dough. I mean, it's just they've got an excuse for everything. And again, they're gonna claim that, you know, they've got to spend this money on the infrastructure, and they've got to deal with the fact that most of the people who are going to flee the state when they increase the income tax 80% on most taxpayers, eventually they're going to increase it on everybody. They're gonna claim they needed for the rainy day fund. That's what they're gonna say, Paul. They can't afford it. The rainy day fund, the crumbling infrastructure, the schools for the children. Are they gonna do all these things? Did I miss anything?
Yeah, there's always an excuse for why they can't give money back to the taxpayers, but they never listen to us when you say you're taxing us too much. I do want to mention, Howie, this week. Obviously, there's the news, the recession, but also this week, the Fiscal Alliance Foundation put out a study. I don't know if you saw it, but it actually looked at inflation in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And we all feel it, you know, when we go to the basket or fill up our tank. But we actually got some data together, and I'll just fire off the top five goods in Massachusetts most impacted by inflation. Number one is gasoline. That's a 54% increase from one year over another. Nationally, we're ahead by about 13%. The cost of used cars and trucks, 37% increase. We're about 6% higher than national. Natural gas, which is what we use to heat our homes and cooking with, 27% increase. We're about 23% higher than the national average. This is a big one. Transportation of goods and people. So, you know, taking the plane or just transporting food to our supermarkets. 21% increase in Massachusetts, a 200% increase over national inflation rates. So Massachusetts, we're getting hammered. We're getting hammered on transportation.
As Elizabeth Warren would say, hammered. But they're going to say those are totally believable numbers. But you know the politicians are going to say we can't afford it. We can't afford to give you back $2.5 billion. We're only sitting on $8 billion extra in money. We can't afford it.
Well, if they want to do that, they're gambling because they got an election this November, and none of these guys can look themselves in the mirror and say that the state can't afford it. They know it's all a scheme. It's a deceitful tactic to say that out loud. So, you know, with this economic anxiety out there, people are really hurting. We put out a study that shows how, you know, the percentage of what is going up. The one thing we couldn't determine for Massachusetts is the cost of home heating oil. Nationally, that's a 70% increase, the largest one we saw. But we didn't have enough data for Massachusetts, but I'm sure it's going to be something close to that or even more. So people are hurting. We're getting overtaxed. As you mentioned, the legislature has a deceitful ballot question this November to raise the income tax by 80% on businesses and some high-income earners. And now they got this provision law where they only have 3 days to figure this out, where, you know, they're going to be giving back hopefully billions of dollars. But it's the, you know, it's the talk of the State House right now. It's really messing them up. It's cramping their style.
I just thought of another thing they're going to use as an excuse. Well, we had that accident on the Orange Line, and now 50,000 people were on that train this morning, and they filed lawsuits for damages. And so we can't afford to pay the billions of dollars in damages. You know, they always make the joke whenever there's an accident on a bus, 500 people file. Apparently, it's happening again. Not 10,000 people, but a lot of people have already filed that said they were on the Orange Line last week when it caught fire. All right, Paul Crady, where can people go if they want to learn more about Mass Fiscal?
Yeah, if your audience can check out massfiscal.org. We're going to be putting out some important emails in the next few days. Massfiscal.org. You know, just sign up. It'll take you 30 seconds, and you'll learn about this $2.5 billion rebate that we could hopefully all enjoy pretty soon.
Yeah, this is a breaking news, as they say, and you know they're gonna come up with every alibi in the book for why they can't give us the our own money back. But we'll
be ready to fight them on that.
All right, why am I not just thinking that they're gonna call a press conference and start throwing dollar bills in the air and saying it's happy days are here again?
Maybe you're a loser.
I am a loser if I thought that, but I don't really think that. I've been here my whole life. I know better than that. 844-500-4242. Thanks. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
We had a great group of VIPs in here yesterday. Rambo413 just sent me a text. He texts a lot. He was in here yesterday. Iceman and I had a great VIP visit yesterday. Thanks for everyone's hospitality. Thanks for all the sweets, Rambo413. We're all going to be weighing about 400 pounds with all the donuts and the M&Ms and everything else you guys brought in, but we appreciate it. 844-500-4242. I don't know what I'm going to be less likely to get. The $8,000 that Brandon was talking about today, he was hallucinating, or the $500 check from this $2.5 billion or maybe more money to Massachusetts taxpayers, which I just did the math. I just said 5 million taxpayers into $2.5 billion. Works out to $500 a person. Are you think you're going to see any of this? I know. I'm positive. They're going to find some way to get out of it. You should see they're going crazy, the message board on the Globe. The tea is falling apart. People can't afford homes or rents, nor can they buy the food they need, and these corrupt politicians want to grease the palms of the 1%. Disgusting. Might as well move to Mississippi. They're angry at the thought of a tax cut. As if the money, if they gave it to the T, it would go to pensions for the Bulger family and their hack Confederates. That's what it would go to. That's what they use. When they talk about the crumbling infrastructure, they're talking about the unfunded pension liability of the T. All those people who spent all those years, they went to work at 18 and retired with full pensions at the age of 41. 23 years, that's all you needed to get the full pension. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. This is Paul from Winthrop. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to let you know that I've been out collecting for the no licenses for illegals.
Excellent.
For the last 2 days, thank you, Howie. I've been doing it at the evening drive time at your suggestion.
Yeah.
And I've been, the last 2 days, doxxed by the no-illegal...
By the pro-illegals, by the pro-illegal advocates. How are they doxxing you, Paul? What are they doing?
Well, I'm one person at the local marketplace.
Yeah.
And they send three. So what they do is they interfere with the people, or they might talk over me, and they actually keep like a chaos or a controversy. So people just want to like walk away, and that's what's happening. And then the owner of the market, of course, doesn't like, understandably, a small business owner, hardworking individual, doesn't like the controversy in front of his business and is causing a concern for him and for me being able to collect the but the other thing I wanted to mention, Howie,
yeah,
was that they're passing out literature which is false. They're stating in their literature that there's a safeguard against illegal voting.
That's BS. Paul, the Republicans tried to put it into the bill and they voted it down. They didn't even debate it. They just rejected it out of hand. It's ridiculous.
I am painfully aware of that. In fact, that's what it says. It lies. The literature is lying about voting. So they're passing out fraudulent information to the voters. They're creating controversy. So the people just, you know, walk on by and they won't sign. And it causing consternation for the hardworking business owner who doesn't want me there anymore. He was willing to have me prior to this.
Can't you go to a market basket or something like the one in Revere or the one in Chelsea, Paul?
Yes, I can. I used to do that for other events, but I don't find that's good. And I live in Winthrop, so, I mean, rather than drive an hour to get someplace,
yeah,
I just go to my, you know, the local people that I know and I've lived
right
my entire life, the local stores that I frequent.
Yeah.
And these people are out-of-town people, Howie.
And of course they are. Of course they are. Paul, don't give up. Don't give up, you know, just maybe go door to door or something, or, you know, or get hooked up with a couple more people. You know, 4-on-1 or 3-on-1 is Democrat fun. That's what they're counting on. So that's why, you know, they've been a lot of places. They have 2-3 people now, and or go to a business like Cape Gunworks. You know, they're not going to screw around at a gun shop. They're not going to screw around at an auto body shop. You know, like Boyle's Body Work in Arlington, and there's so many others, or Ernie's Service in Woburn. There's so many places to go. Go to fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com, and find out where to go. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. I'm going to take a slide. I'm going up to one of those towns I just mentioned and have dinner with one of our clients, with the mailroom manager. So Taylor's going to take
the
over.
Only choice for somebody like me.
Okay, I'm going to a steakhouse tonight. Sorry, Taylor.
Didn't you just have steak yesterday?
I did, from Alma Gaucha. And now I'm going to have some steak in Revere. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Taylor's taking over for the last hour. I'm Howie Carr.